Well, it's summer in a Unitarian church, so what does that mean? That means that our minister is here and someone else is up here, so here we go. It's a great joy in the Unitarian church that we have the gift of ministerial leadership and the gift of congregational leadership, and that other people can get up and give a chance to say and speak what's on their mind, so here we go. If you were on Jeopardy, and the final Jeopardy question came to you, the question was, standing at the margins, what would you write down, and how much money would you bet on that? When Alex Trebek would come to you and ask, what was your answer, and you put Unitarian Universalism, what would he think? Last year, at the same time, I think it was about the same time, I told you a story called Moving the Fences. And for those of you who are here, I don't mean to bore you again, but those of you that weren't here, I like to tell this story again. This is a story that Gene Robinson always tells. There once, during World War II, there was a group of soldiers who were fighting a battle near a church in France. One of the soldier's friends was killed, so they went to the parish priest there and asked him to bury their friend. And the priest said, was he Catholic? Was he a Christian? And the friend said, well, we really don't know. And the priest said, well, I can't bury him in the cemetery if I don't know, because it's consecrated ground and we can't bury people that aren't Christians in the cemetery. So they left their friend behind and went off to the next battle that they had to go to. After the war was over, the two friends came back to the church to pay their respects to their friend. They looked for the grave where the priest said it would be just beyond the fence, but it wasn't there. And they looked and they looked and they couldn't find it. And they finally went to the priest and they said, what have you done with our friend? Where is he buried? We thought he was being buried just outside the fence. And the priest said, I got to thinking about what I had told you when you left. He was buried there, but I thought what I had said was wrong, and so I moved the fence. So to me, this is what Unitarian Universalism is all about, moving the fences, seeing what needs to be done, looking at the people who stand in the margins, while we stand in the margins, moving that fence always forward. Some people who don't know our faith might say, well, what do you mean by people who stand in the margins, people who are in the margins of society? Well, everybody's welcome in this church. Pagans are a good part of this church. People on the outside would say, pagans, oh my gosh. But they stand at the margins of society. As you know, in this church, we also welcome all people of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. Many churches would shun people. Is there heterosexism out there in our society today? Absolutely there is. And that's what we're here to fight against. Atheists are welcome in this church. What other church would welcome atheists? Not if they spoke it out loud, I don't think. We fight against sexism in this church. Is there sexism in this country today? Over half of the population are women, but are all women treated equal? I think our last election, our election cycle, primary cycle has kind of shown that. Are there people that think there wasn't sexism attached to some of this? I hope not now. One thing that I heard that I think rings true in our society is that sexism is probably the last accepted prejudice, unfortunately. Is there racism out there? Our election also has showed us that there is racism out there. Is racism accepted? In many parts it is, but in this church it's not. And that's what we're here to do, is to fight against all these isms, these things that aren't welcome in other places, but here they're welcome. Here is where we stand with our feet planted firmly on the ground, the moving ground that's always shifting. Fences always moving. In this church, we look to justice that transcends all religion and all spirituality. Well, what is justice, some people might ask? Justice, and this has been said many times in many different ways, justice is not the charity of giving someone money or the charity of giving someone material possessions so that they are comfortable, at least for a time being. Justice is asking why these people are poor, why this person is homeless, why this person is marginalized in our society, and then going out and fixing that problem. That's what justice is. As I said to you before, we in the Unitarian Universalist Church have many gifts, the gift of ministerial leadership, in which we are extremely blessed here in this congregation. Our minister is always out front leading us on every charge that we go on, always ready to lead us in new directions. We also have the gift of congregational leadership. We are extremely blessed in this church to have so many wonderful leaders of committees and boards, people who are willing to serve, often at great expense of time and effort. So I will stand here and tell you that it is a gift to be called as the next president of the Board of Trustees of this congregation. Not a curse, but a gift. Maybe a year from now, maybe ask me that again and we'll see. But it truly is a gift. But I ask you to share in that gift, because we are certainly not alone. Those of us who are blessed with leadership in this church are not alone, and we don't do it in a vacuum that exists just among ourselves. So we ask all of you to join together with us and help to lead this congregation. I wanted to speak today about what our adult religious enrichment will comprise in the future. As you know, we've probably been without a leader of that group for many months, and we've been getting by fairly well, just doing some things that come up, and now we're going to be a little bit more proactive about programming for that. But I see our adult religious enrichment classes as a guide for what goes on outside this church. It's a spiritual guide, it's an intellectual guide, and it's also a guide for standing in the margins. Our social justice committee here is extremely active under the wonderful leadership of Mary Johnson. And many of those people that are on her committee have been leading our congregation in forming new ways of looking at justice outside this church. All those ways will bear fruit, hopefully, and will continue to grow in the future. We have buildings and grounds committees here that keep this church looking beautiful and help to make what we do here possible. We have membership committees and growth committees, which are helping the members here to grow spiritually, to grow intellectually. All those committees figure into our adult religious enrichment. Some of the things that we plan to do in the next coming years are probably some of the things we've been doing in the past. We have many DVD series that we've been showing. Beth Nalick has a wonderful series on the spirituality in the Unitarian Universalist movement. Kleber has a history and theology from Jesus to Constantine that we've been looking at. That's been very helpful. I think we're going to have many more discussion groups. We have our non-theist humanist discussion group, which is always a lively and very interesting group. And I would urge all of you to check that out, even if you don't consider yourself a non-theist or a humanist. So we always have very interesting discussions. We'll have environmental discussion groups. I know in the past we've had some very stimulating environmental discussions here. It seems like environmentalism today is still standing in the margins, even though I think people are beginning to wake up to what's going on in our environment. It's still considered kind of out there. We're going to have discussion groups about that concern our UU World magazine, hopefully to pick an article and discuss that. We've also had ideas about having book discussion groups, having some bookstore owners come here and give us some recommendations about what we can talk about. We've had guest speakers in the past from Immigration Task Force and from NAMI, a group that's interested in helping the mentally ill in the area. will always continue with those groups and many more panel discussions. But I ask you to help in this effort, to be there, to have these discussions, to join in these discussions, have ideas for these discussions, because these are the ways that we take our ideas here and then we take them out into the community. With the help of our Social Justice Committee and our Member Committee and our Growth Committee, we will take our ideas that we have for justice here and move them outside into the committees. If we all stand in the margins with those people who exist in the margins, if we all move those fences, then I think we do our part to dissolve those little differences that exist in our community and maybe make them, we won't make them go away certainly, but we'll make them just a little bit more blurry. I'd like to close with one additional reading. This is from a book by Tavis Smiley. I don't know if most of you are probably familiar with Tavis Smiley. This is a book called Doing What's Right, and I'm going to put this book in our library after this today. The header on the top of our order of service I took from this today. This is from the chapter. This book is about how Tavis Smiley has envisions his thoughts for becoming an advocate in society for whatever cause that we feel is necessary. And the chapter is called How I Did It. This is his kind of little, 10 points for being an advocate in the community. Everyone is blessed with talent. No one comes into the world without unique gifts to do something special with. What you do with it is a whole another question. But we have to get people to realize that they have talents, they have gifts. They need only to discover them, define them, develop them. The talent is already there. This church is blessed with more talents than we know what to do with. We just need to use those talents and each person discover what talent is theirs, and then we'll move forward. Each of our talents is on loan from God. It ain't ours to make unilateral decisions with. Rush Limbaugh uses that line all the time, calling himself talent on loan from God. The truth is, he's right about the talent part. The use of his talent is open to debate. If we don't use our talents, we lose them. The last man in the, there was a parable that he told before this. The last man in the parable did nothing with the talent that Jesus gave him, and in the end he lost it. So if we don't use our talents, well, then we'll forget them. We won't know how to use them. We've all been blessed in uniquely different ways. Big Mama used to say there are 24 hours in the day, 12 hours to mind your business, 12 hours to leave other people's business alone. There are a variety of ways in which our talents and gifts can work if we let them, at the same time leaving others free to let their talents work for them. If you use the gift or the talent God gave you to make a difference in the community, other opportunities will open to you for greater service. Tavis says, I never studied telecommunications at Indiana University. I never had a journalism class, but yet he's on the radio and television every day. His career took off in directions that it did because he started to advocate for things that mattered to him. You've always got to be of service to other people. And then be a pioneer. There are too many issues for us to tackle for anyone to claim they can't make a contribution. As we've said in pledge drives, no contribution is small enough. Every contribution makes a difference. And I think it's that way with time and talent. Every contribution makes a difference. Don't covet other people's gifts. We often get caught up in, I want to be like this person. Everyone is gifted in different ways. Do what you do. Don't worry about what someone else brings to the table. Doing what's right is not about competing with other people. We live in a world that seems to be based upon competition. That is not what advocacy is about. Compete only with yourself. How can I be a better person? And finally, if we fail to explore what our talents are, we'll never know what we might have made of ourselves. Going back to the parable that one gift the person hid in the earth could have been the greatest of all gifts Jesus gave out that day. So again, I ask all of you in this congregation, people that are here and the people that aren't here, to give of your talents, and we'll figure out what your talents are, and we'll use them wisely, because the basis of our church is to go out in the community and make a difference. And that's why we're here.